Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm John Davis. The Sydney and Byrne Davis Arts Center in downtown Fort Myers presents the grand finale of this season's chamber concert series this week, with the American Virtuosi Concert Friday evening and the American Virtuosi Gala on Saturday night. This chamber music series is now in its 10th season. These events feature chamber music from several of today's top classical music performers, including violinist Peter Winograd, cellist Andre Diaz, and pianist Wendy Chen. Saturday's gala event includes a four-course meal prepared by G3 Catering and serves as a fundraiser for the Art Center's eclectic education programs. Joining me now live in studio are two of the special guest artists who've been traveling to Southwest Florida to perform at the Sydney and Byrne. We're speaking with violinist Anton Miller. Miller studied music at Indiana University before earning a Master of Music degree from the Juilliard School. He's performed more than 50 violin concertos with orchestras all over the world and served as concertmaster for a number of orchestras, including with the Lincoln Symphony Orchestra for nearly 30 years. He's also performed on a number of chamber music tours throughout Europe and has been featured in hundreds of chamber music concerts in the New York area. He's currently professor of violin at the Hart School and previously served on the faculty of New York University, the Oberlin Conservatory, Lawrence University, and Swarthmore College. He was the founder and artistic director of the Three Bridges International Chamber Music Festival in Minnesota and served as co-artistic director of the Silver Bay Festival. Anton Miller, welcome to Gulf Coast Live. I'm tired just describing everything.
I was
doing.
Just going to say that you're making me sound really old with all that stuff.
We're also joined by violist Rita Porfiris. She's performed in major concert halls and music festivals worldwide and as a soloist as well. She previously enjoyed a 20-year-long career as an orchestral musician, primarily with the Houston Symphony, where she worked under well-known conductors such as Leonard Bernstein. She's given master classes, lectures, and clinics all over the world and was a founding member of the Plymouth Quartet. She got her undergraduate and master's degree from the Juilliard School and currently serves as professor of viola, also at the Hart School. She's been on the faculty at New York University, the University of Houston Moore School of Music, Florida International University, and the Harlem School for the Arts in New York. She also performs with Anton as the Miller-Porfiris duo, and they have a number of recorded albums available. Porfiris' accomplishments aren't limited to the classical genre. She's also performed in the contemporary pop spectrum, where she shared the stage with the likes of Burt Bacharach, Ray Charles, Frankie Valli, Neil Diamond, John Denver, Bernadette Peters, Debbie Reynolds, Katie Lang, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Roger Williams, Lyle Lovett, Rod Stewart, Tony Bennett, and many others. Thanks so much for being with us as well, Rita.
Thank you for having me.
And a bit later, Jim Griffith, of course, is with us as well. He is a fellow Juilliard grad and current member of the Naples Philharmonic Orchestra. And, of course, he's also the founder, CEO, and executive director of the Sydney and Byrne Davis Arts Center. Welcome, Jim.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
And listeners can join our conversation as well. Phone lines are open at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we're at WGCU. Use the hashtag GCL. And first of all, tell us how all of you came together. I know you all studied at Juilliard. Were you there at the same time?
We were there exactly at the same time. And it's funny because Jim and I are slightly older than Rita. She's the baby here. And so she was, I think, probably about 17 when she got to Juilliard to school. And Jim and I were doing our masters, I think. And Jim and I were best friends. Mm-hmm. We hung out all the time. We practiced together. We
started a quartet together.
We did. We were in several versions of quartets together. Yeah. So, and we did a lot of summer festivals together and played a bunch. And then I was devastated when Jim moved back down to Florida. I was like, Jim, mm-hmm. what are you doing? And, of course, then he brought me down to Florida the first time. I think that was in the early 90s. And I was like, oh, now I understand why you came back to Florida, because it's so nice
down here. Yes.
Yes.
And Rita, I know you also were on faculty for a time at Florida International University.
I was, and actually that's where I met Andres Diaz, who's also playing on the concert for the first time.
Oh, okay.
But that was in the early 90s.
Okay, so you guys all knew each other.
Lots of connections.
Yeah, yeah. It's a small world in the music world, yes.
And tell me about the duo, Rita and Anton, that you have. As I mentioned to you before the show, I've spent many hours sort of transfixed listening to those recordings this week.
Thank you. Well, so the kind of the origin of it was we had not seen each other for a number of years since school. And then I guess around 2004, so almost 15 years ago, we played at a couple of summer music festivals together and really enjoyed playing chamber music and thought, hey, wouldn't this be great for us to find opportunities to do more playing? So we actually did a festival down in Mexico. Rito had a festival in Mexico that we did. We played summers, and then I came down to Houston a couple times when Rito was down in Houston. And then we just decided, I think it was, I can't remember which year it was that we actually formed
probably
our duo.
Probably the next year, 2005, we started playing more duos together. And maybe it was born from a sad fact that we couldn't find any violinists and cellists that either had our schedule or we could
right.
was available when we needed to do concerts. So we ended up just playing a lot of duos. And, you know, it's funny because the duo repertoire seems like it's small. Even most violinists and violists will not be able to name more than a handful of pieces. But actually, many composers have written for duo, for violin and viola, and many continue to write. And there's also the fact that I'm a violist and I feel like we don't have enough music, so I'm always adapting music for the viola, so I've done a lot of transcribing as
She's
well.
The great transcriber.
The shameless.
Oh, my gosh.
The shameless transcriber.
Yes. No, it's wonder. It's totally wonderful. It's totally great. Yeah, and we like to find new things that people have not played before, and I think it's people don't expect that there's going to be repertoire for our combination, so we're kind of it's a blessing that we get to actually find things that nobody hears of and we can, you know, play them. So we have a lot of concerts, a lot of programs that we play that has real eclectic combinations of different style periods and different composers. And then we have composers that have written stuff for us, which is nice.
Wow.
So, and then we get to travel quite a bit playing. I mean,
we're very portable.
Yes, we are. It's very easy. So then we've been recently, we were in Europe and in Iceland, and then before that, Taiwan, and before that, Malaysia.
Yeah.
So we're traveling quite a bit.
Let's go ahead and hear our first selection.
Okay. So this is the Gavotte from Gliere 8 Pieces, transcribed by Rita.
From the cello. Thank you.
absolutely beautiful. It's Anton Miller on violin, Rita Porfiris on the viola, and they are going to be performing at the American Virtuosi Concert and Gala this Friday and Saturday at the Sydney and Byrne Davis Arts Center. That's going to round out the 10th season of the Center's Chamber Concert Series. Jim Griffith, Executive Director and accomplished violist himself, is also with us today. You can connect with us by calling 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK.
I just want to say we had a rehearsal this morning with all our other cohorts, and it's totally great and totally fun. Sounds amazing. Everybody is wonderful. It's going to be a terrific concert.
Excellent. And Jim, can you tell us a little bit more about the event itself? This Saturday night in particular is a fundraiser for the Arts Center's education programs?
Sure. Well, all these performers that will be performing come from all over the country, and they are mid-tour, as you heard, all over the world. So I always ask them, just can you carve out a few days and come to Southwest Florida and perform at our Arts Center? There are actually two separate programs. Friday night has a different program than Saturday night. So if you come both nights, you actually get a very varied selection of fantastic music.
Yeah, they're totally different. They're completely different kinds of programs.
Yeah.
And Jim, when we hear you perform, is that going to be with a quartet?
We're actually doing a Mendelssohn Viola Quintet that I'll be performing on with Rita.
Oh, excellent, excellent, excellent. And Rita, you know, I mentioned this a little bit when we talked about your bio, but you've made part of your career quite prominently stepping out of the classical music world, and you've shared the stage with some pretty big names. Tell me about why you decided to go in that direction.
Well, it's kind of an offshoot of being part of a big organization, actually, like the Houston Symphony, because you do half of it, you do play with the big pop stars. So, and the funny thing is, I found that when I left that, I really missed it. So I seek out opportunities to do it again. Yeah, it's funny. For me, music is music. It's good music or it's bad music. It's not classical music versus pop music. It's all, if it's good music, it's good music, and it's fun to play.
Yeah. Was the viola the first instrument that you
I was a violinist.
Yeah.
Not me. I was a violinist.
Jim is a rarity.
Real deal over here.
A real violist. I was a violinist. But I think it's because I always wanted to play the cello. And, I didn't want to have to, I was lazy. I didn't want to have to start over with another instrument. So, well, I get a C string if I play the violin. Yeah. It's kind of like a violin.
Yeah, it seems like at least in my growing up in, you know, school orchestras, it's like the viola players were almost like, you know, the forgotten stepchildren. And you mentioned that yourself, having to, you know, you play in your old weird clef, you have to transcribe a lot of pieces.
That's right.
Probably keeps you up on your theory skills.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, and one of the things that I always was attracted to Rita's playing is that I think she really has that sort of sound interest that is that depth, and so she really fills that cello space. So when we do duos, of course, we're kind of, our registers kind of are close, and then when she goes down to her bottom strings, I really feel like she gets that depth of the cello sound that sometimes you'd be missing in a duo situation. So it's really nice that she's got that kind of sound sensitivity.
Nobody's mentioned the fact that these two are married. So
yeah, we weren't mentioning that yet. We just gave a concert in 2 days ago. We flew back from Reykjavik, Iceland, and the next day we gave a concert. And usually we don't say anything, and I just, you know, I don't know, I blurted it out at the very beginning of the concert. I was like, and Rita and I, and she's my wife! And the whole audience went,
it was a long tour.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I mean, because I'm looking at your bios, I'm like, okay, hard school, Juilliard, there's a lot of parallels
here. Well, we
weren't
married back then. We actually just recently got married in 2014. Mm-hmm. We were playing together longer than we've been married.
Right.
So. And we're still married, so that's a good thing.
And we're still playing together.
Both.
They're not just attracted to each other's playing.
That's right. There's more there. When I said that about depth, I meant something different.
Yes.
Emotional depth.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Well, let's go ahead and hear another selection.
Okay, so this is both of these pieces we're playing today in the studio are from the weekend's concerts, and this one is from the Martineau Duo Number 2. Now, one of the pieces a violinist or violist will tell you that exists for the combination when asked is a piece called the Martineau Madrigals. And it's a wonderful piece. We love it. But this piece I actually like a little more, and we're going to perform the second movement for you, which is very yearning and searching.
And very different than the Glière that we played earlier.
beautiful, absolutely
spooky,
beautiful.
Yes.
You know what? I just want to say, I remembered while we were playing, of course, that this piece was basically inspired by the fact that Martinu, a Czech composer, heard one of Jim's former teachers, Lillian Fuchs.
And this piece was inspired by
them, so.
Yeah, him listening to her.
Here.
Wow.
Total connections.
Wow.
So, Jim, you're responsible for this piece.
Yeah,
I just want you to
fault,
know that.
Yeah.
Well, and Jim, I understand you're without you, we probably wouldn't have a chamber music concert series like this. It's really your connections to all of these other great, you know, master classical musicians that you're able to attract them down to Southwest Florida and bring them to audiences here locally.
Well, that's exactly right. That's true.
I like to say it's all my fault. But, you know, it's not that hard because asking these great musicians to come to Florida in March is they usually don't say no.
So this is a good time of year for that.
It's a great time to get out of the nor'easters.
Yes, nor'easters.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we do have just a few minutes left, but Anton Miller and Rita Porfiris, hoping maybe you could tell us a bit about what you have lined up in the future and where folks might be able to catch you performing, even if it's not here.
So we're kind of all over the place. The next thing I think we have a concert in Rhode Island.
Right. And then,
in Warwick, Rhode Island.
And then the week after is in Newport, Rhode Island.
And then we go down.
Then in May, we're in Connecticut, actually, where we live, which is convenient.
That's
and then
right.
We're in New Mexico.
Right after that, New Mexico.
In late May. And then we go back to Rhode Island for early June.
And then we go up to Vermont.
Right.
And then to Iceland. And that's all.
The Tetons.
Oh, Tetons.
We're in Wyoming.
So, and that's all in the next 2.5 months.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that gets us to somewhere around July, I think.
You don't live in Connecticut. You live on the road.
Really true.
Pretty much.
Well, I think we've got time for just about one more piece, lamentably, but just want to remind our listeners today that we've been hearing violinist Anton Miller, violist Rita Porfiris, and they're going to be featured musicians this Friday and Saturday evening at the finale events of this season's Chamber Concert Series at the Sidney and Byrne Davis Arts Center in downtown Fort Myers. We're also, of course, joined by Jim Griffith, an accomplished violist, plays with the Naples Philharmonic Orchestra, and, of course, is the founding CEO and executive director of the Sidney and Byrne Davis Arts Center. Our show today was produced by Mike Canary, Rachel Iacovoni, and yours truly. Our director is Richard Cinqui. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm John Davis. This is WGCU-FM, Fort Myers 90.1, WMKO Marco Island 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida. And what are we going to hear last now?
This last piece is the intermezzo going back to Glier duos.
Lovely.